Peter Gillibrand visited with employees at First Playable Productions in Troy, a video game company of 46 employees that offers its own paid leave policy to its workers to push her Family and Medical Insurance Leave Act. Federal law requires companies with more than 50 employees to provide 12 weeks of unpaid leave for new parents, but requires no paid leave. That policy covers about 60% of the U.S. workforce, but the Democrats said many workers cannot afford to take that leave. Surrounded by workers and their families, Gillibrand said because the country does not require employers to have a paid leave policy, it creates an unnecessary drag on the economy.
Because we don't have paid leave, parents, caregivers are ramping off their careers often to meet those emergency needs. And every time, particularly women, when they ramp off, when they come back on, they're going to earn less. They're going to miss out on that Social Security and that earning capability. They're going to start lower in their career. And so they're never actually going to reach their full earning potential.
Three states have implemented a paid leave policy: New Jersey, Rhode Island, and California. Gillibrand said in New York, small businesses favor family leave, and that according to a poll conducted by the Small Business Majority, 6 in 10 entrepreneurs in the state support a publicly administered family and medical leave program. The senator has been traveling across the state this week to push her legislation, including stops in Long Island, Dutchess County, Broome County, Syracuse, and Buffalo.
Just yesterday when I was in Binghamton, I met a woman whose mother was diagnosed with dementia but lived 3 hours away. Because the woman didn't have paid leave, she couldn't help her mother. And in fact, she wasn't there when her mother passed away. Not only was this heartbreaking and devastating for this woman, but it meant she wasn't focused at work. How could she possibly have done her best work if she was distracted and thinking about her ailing mother?
Justin Candeloro was part of the First Playable Productions baby boom last year. Holding his young son, Wesley, Candeloro said paid leave allowed him to take time off to bond with his family.
You know, when he was born, it was nice to be able to be home and help take care of him because we really didn't have any other options. You know, we didn't have anyone that could come and stay with us to help. It was really a great benefit to have. And, you know, it allowed me time to spend with him and, you know, bond with him as he was a newborn.
CEO Toby Saulnier said her employees worked together to establish a paid leave policy and that Gillibrand's Family Act would help the company extend its policy and encourage other small businesses to adopt their own.
For small businesses in particular, it can be quite challenging to make a paid leave work. Not only do we have staffing logistics required to still meet our business commitments, the financial impact can be quite daunting.
But the costs of hiring and training somebody new are far greater than providing leave to current employees. Fellow Democratic Senators Edward Markey and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut have signed onto Gillibrand's bill. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.